So far, our series called Sound Clips has brought us the sounds of a squeaky bathtub, an underground elevator, a bike on a wooden velodrome, even a helper monkey. Today's offering features a master guitar builder. He specializes in repairing and reproducing instruments from the 1920s through the 40s, the golden age of the C.F. Martin Company. And he says sometimes he can hear the music before he builds an instrument.
My name is T.J. Thompson. I work here in West Concord, Massachusetts, building guitars. And we're going to talk about tapping wood today. This piece that I'm tapping is about 1/8 of an inch thick, and it's shaped like a guitar. And I don't know anybody in the history of this business who's talked about it. This way. So this is not sort of a normal conversation that you would necessarily be having with somebody in this business. Because I think most people are trying to make guitars that look beautiful. I mean, I like to be able to make guitars that are shiny and pretty and attractive, but that's not my number one goal. There's more music in some trees than others. And the secret to being a great luthier is understanding that relationship with nature. So that's what we're going to talk about today, tapping some wood and seeing if we can find some music in these trees. This is a piece of German spruce. This is a piece of Engelmann spruce from western United States. When I pick up this piece of wood, it's warmer and it's softer. I mean, you can just feel it, and that's how it sounds. The other piece of wood, the German spruce, is harder. And it's colder. It sounds denser, doesn't it? This is a piece of Sitka spruce, which is probably denser and stronger. It's the least expensive, most available wood, and it's the wood that you saw most often on guitars up until a few years ago when people figured out that the real holy grail wood was the red spruce, Adirondack spruce in particular. That Martin used in the 30s. I'm lucky enough to have sawn the trees myself. Most of the wood that I have came from trees that I cut. So I know that particular wood. I know that tree. I cut a couple of spruce trees in the early 90s, and I've been building guitars from those pieces of wood ever since. Okay. Here's a tap tone from one of those Adirondack spruce trees. Oh, music to my ears. So this piece of Adirondack spruce that I tapped for you, this one, is going to go on my modern replica of an OM-28, which I have an original one here from 1930. This is the goal. This is what it's supposed to sound like when it's done, and I figure I have a much better chance if I use the same wood that they used on the original guitars.
That's T.J. Thompson tapping and picking guitars at his workshop in West Concord, Massachusetts. You can find out more about our Sound Clip series at npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.